Let's look at the news this hour. And police photographs have emerged revealing the extent of the injuries suffered by alleged burglar killer Ben Batterham. The 33-year-old is facing a murder charge after he chased and detained Ricky Slater-Dixon, who'd broken into his home. Slater-Dixon later died in hospital, leading to Batterham being charged with murder. The Daily Mail Australia has obtained police photographs and documents which reveal new details about what happened last night. Candace Sutton is a reporter with Daily Mail Australia. She's got this story exclusively. She's on the line. Candace, good afternoon.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
I'm pretty good. We can see for ourselves now the condition that Ben Batterham was in that night, the alleged burglar killer.
That's right. He's covered in scratches, has a couple of bite marks, one severe, what looks like a severe bite mark on his upper right arm. He's got a facial injury, although apparently that was allegedly sustained when in the chase, when he gave Ricky Slater chase after Slater broke into his house while he was up having pre-birthday drinks with a mate. And Slater allegedly stole a handbag, which was his partner's, but it was in the room of his seven-month-old daughter, although his partner and his daughter were not in the house at the time.
All right. Now, you've also got your hands on some police facts, and they have some more information about Ricky Slater, the alleged home intruder.
Yeah, Ricky Slater, among his belongings, which police found on him, obviously after he was taken to hospital, he had quite a bit on him, actually. He was armed to the teeth, you could say. He allegedly had three knives, a pair of scissors, three new Apple iPhones, a smartwatch, $570 in cash, four ecstasy tablets, two prescription tablets and another substance which is an opiate used to treat heroin addicts.
I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people who are still very angry about the fact that Ben Batterham has been charged with murder. Where are we up to on the court case?
Well, this Friday, his lawyers will be applying in Newcastle Magistrates Court for bail. His parents, who have apparently been struggling to raise money, have managed to cobble together around $100,000, that's kind of believed is the amount required for him to put up a surety so he can gain bail. So if he is released on bail on Friday, apparently his employer, which is the exclusive Newcastle Club, is willing to take him back in his job as apprentice chef while he's awaiting a trial, I suppose.
All right. Well, well done on getting those photographs and those police facts. You can read more at the Daily Mail website, Australia. Thank you so much, Candace.
Thanks, Ben.
Candace Sutton, the reporter with those photographs. And they just go to highlight the fact that Ben Batterham, well, he didn't get off minus any injuries on that night. He looks like he's been to hell and back. If you have a look at those photos, you'll see them up on the Daily Mail website.